The Tale of Two Websites. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Congress is determined to find out why the new Obamacare website is so bad that even the attempts to fix it seem to make it worse.
We ran the numbers for a 62-year-old in Charlotte, North Carolina. According to healthcare.gov, she would pay $394 a month for a basic plan. But the actual plan is $634.
CBS's Jan Crawford broke that story. I mean, that's a pretty misleading estimate. But here's what I discovered. 3 years from now, that 62-year-old from Charlotte will be able to go to another government website that will give her an accurate estimate in a few minutes. I know this because I tried it myself. All I had to do was enter my zip code and my list of prescriptions, and I got a precise estimate of my premium, my annual drug expenses, and a list of 21 plans that allow me to see any doctor, and a list of pharmacies, two of which were right down the street. And I got it all in 7 minutes without even entering my name or my birthday. But Dave, you say, that can't possibly be healthcare.gov. And you're right. It's Medicare.gov. Medicare.gov opened for enrollment the same time healthcare.gov did, but you haven't heard a peep about it because it's working fine. And I thought to myself, why didn't we just let people under 65 sign up for Medicare? It's already covering the oldest and sickest people in America. Putting young and healthy people into it could only improve its finances. Plus, the website works. But then I remembered that would have been socialism, and all of us would now be slaves. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.